This is Bill.
Hey, Bill. How are you doing? It's me, Dave, the Mobile Strategy Google partner.
Yes.
Hey, so I received a message, so maybe we got some confusion going on, right? I'm just reaching out to make sure if you're needing help. I received a message here to my dashboard. It said, text me. Did somebody call you from our company today?
Yeah, probably so, because usually that's a sign. Don't call me. I was on the phone or something.
Oh, I got you. I didn't see a log here for the phone, so I thought maybe you were trying to reach back out to me or you had some questions or something. So, I mean, you and I had the conversation, remember, about the Google Verified and things like that, right? So I sent you an email on it. I mean, any chance you have an opportunity to look at that?
I have not. I've been, actually, the last couple of weeks, I've been messed up with sinuses and just got really sick just 2 days ago, and I'm kind of just recuperating. So,
No, I hear you. No worries, Bill. Like I said, I just wanted to, you know, you and I had a great conversation last time, and I assured you, if you need anything, I'd reach out to you if you texted me, right? So I saw your text, and I just wanted to, like I said, you know, follow up and make sure I'm there for you guys if you need us.
Okay. Yeah, I might be ready to try to see what's going on, because I was just looking at my Google Guaranteed, and I think I fixed it all. I think the previous company must have went in and turned me into ineligible or something like that, or messed up with it, because I basically just paid the fee and I back owed money, and now it seems to be working again, but I'm seeing no values on stuff, so I might need some assistance there. So, I don't know.
For sure. So, like, what's happening? You got your Google Verified going, but you're not getting any phone calls going? Like, you already set the budget?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm kind of curious about, because it's, you know, this is so confusing. The reason I kept getting this alert saying that I had to change it from a call something on assets or something, and it looks like I fixed that, I guess. And then I was watching videos on it, how to do it, and it's like my phone number got dropped or something. I think it was a previous people probably went in and wiped it out, I think. But I got that fixed, and then it had something else. I had to go and accept a couple of terms, and then I got those. And so now when I do a refresh, I'm not getting any more alerts. I got rid of those other ones, but now my campaign, when I'm looking at it, I don't remember it being that way. I have to go back to where to go. Come on. Campaigns. Under campaigns, when I look at it, it shows the campaign, like mine is called panel upgrades, and all it says is budget $48 a day. And probably hasn't had a chance, but there's no cost in there or anything like that. So I don't know if I'm missing something.
Well, it sounds like you have it. So basically, it sounds like you have your CIDs, you got your logs, and you got everything you need. Now, it sounds like you just haven't activated a budget yet, right? Which is put more money on the actual Google Verified, so you can draw from there, right?
So it's pay in advance, right, on this one?
Yeah, so remember, that's not a pay-per-click. That's a pay-per-lead. So you're not even going to pay in advance. With Google Verified, way it works is when you receive the phone call, it doesn't automatically deduct it, right? A couple of things got to happen. You actually got to get the appointment with the client, right? You can, you know, reject the lead. It's got to be from your service area, things like that, right? So, you know, with that being said, I mean, those are just kind of some of the things that we do for you, right? We filter through the leads. We update you at the end of every month. If you need anything challenged, we do the challenge for you, which is basically making sure that you get reimbursed for, you know, the lead that you were charged that you shouldn't have been charged for, things like that, right? Now, right now, it sounds like you'd have to go in there and activate your budget. I know as far as the numbers that I have, one second, I'll pull them up. Oh, you know what? I sent them out to you, so I have them here on the file. Just let me grab your file real quick. Yeah, so that's it. $32. I could get you your Google Verified leads at $32 for a qualified lead. You'd be looking at $416 for your budget. And that would give you 13 pre-qualified exclusive leads, right? So basically what I do, it'd be a one-time payment of $250. You'd pay us 25% on that $32 for the lead. So, I mean, basically, let me see here. I'll crunch the number for you. So it'd be about $8. So the leads would be about $40 altogether. That's with our management fee, which is still $8 less than what you're paying right now. And you got the big headache, right? So I'll take the headache off. It'll be a one-time payment at $250. We'll manage your LSA. The leads will come in at $40. Well, really, it's going to be $8 a lead that you'd be covered for us, $32 through the Google Verified, right? So that'd be $40 total. Does that make sense?
I mean, how many leads do you think that would come in, you said, with that amount?
Yeah, so with the budget of $416, you'd get 13 of the pre-qualified leads.
Okay, so you're saying I would pay the, have the budget at about $400.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, basically your budget, okay, so let me do this, because it's, so yeah, you'd have your $416 budget, and then if we did 13 leads, about $8, that's $104, so $516 gives you the 13 leads, and that's at $40 a lead, right? So right now you're at $48, that's 13. Let's see. You're at $624 right now. So, I mean, I could save you some money. It's a one-time $250, right? So, I mean, over the course of 2 months, that's going to pay itself off. And you'll have a professional management company taking care of your local service ads.
And basically, what would the recurring be, like, monthly-wise for, like, the, for y'all to manage it?
Yeah, that's just going to be, there's going to be $8 on top of the lead because you already have your Google Verified already set up. So it'll just be the 25% management fee for the lead, which puts you at $40. The 25% of 32 is $8.
Because right now, I'm really confused looking at this thing here, trying to figure it out. Because I know they have like one that says, what do you call it? Let me go back. Like they have a campaign, and then they have ad groups. So I was like, mm-hmm. I guess the campaign is actually what was running, and I don't know what the ad groups are, but they have like in the ad groups. They've got, oh, there's more horn. Come on.
Yeah, the ad groups is going to be like, because there's different types of ads that you can run, right? And you also want to make sure you don't go put your money in like a pay-per-click type ad, right? Because, yeah, it'll put you to the top of the page, but every time they click on you, you're losing $10. And that's not going to help you out, right? That's the beauty of the Google Verified when you put it into that program. You're actually going to get customers, right? And that's why there's that, you know, application, you know, transfer fee, things like that, right? But that's how that one works. I mean, I know it can be confusing, but you already have your CO, you know, your CIDs and everything. I mean, literally, if we do the 250 to get you started by mid next week, I mean, I'll get you onboarded early next week. And then by mid next week, I mean, your Google Verified will be up and running. You'll be able to set your budget and you'll start receiving your leads. You know, it's not going to be a whole lot of waiting period there because you already got everything set up. Really, we just got to do the transfer and then you promote us as a manager through the CID number and we'll take it from there, right? We'll update you with anything that needs to be changed. We'll give you a call. We're basically going to be the WICO service for you. The only thing you're going to be paying us is the 25% of that management fee, which is still going to save you money from what you're doing right now, $48.
Okay.
It's a fair deal. And as you can tell, Bill, I'm not real. I don't make commission off these things, right? So I don't hound you guys. I don't try to push you into something you're not ready for. You know, I send you an email. I give you the time. And if it's something that you like for your business, then, you know, I'll fill you with the information. I mean, here we don't have long-term contracts. I mean, we're servicing 10,000 businesses, but it's for a simple reason. Google's going to pay for itself, right? I mean, Google Verified, you don't lose money there. So once I get a client on board, typically we don't lose them unless, you know, somebody's just like rude to them or something like that, which normally doesn't happen, right? But as far as performance-based, we're able to keep you guys on board. I mean, especially Google Verified, it's the number one product. So you really don't have to worry about the ROI there. It's just about getting you on board and just making that initial investment.
Okay. Well, definitely want to figure this out here. I got to make sure I got some money ready to go because that's the problem right now. Nobody's paying on time. They're killing me.
Yeah, I remember that was part of our conversation last time too. I know that you're waiting on some money to come in or something like that. I think it was you're waiting on some money because you were closing a job or something like that.
Yeah, everybody owes me money right now. So, I mean, I've got one check, but now it's going out to pay my vehicle and my truck so that they don't come pick it up while I'm sleeping one night.
Yeah. Hey, oh, yes. You had just gotten your truck out, right? Or something like that. You had put $1,000 or something like that towards the truck.
Well, I paid one payment on it just to bring it up close.
Bring it up to date. There you go. Yeah, now I remember specifically in the conversation. And here's the deal. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. As a licensed electrician in your area, man, you could be making hand over fist money, right? If you go a little bit further down to South Texas, right? I don't know if you've ever been down in the valley, right? But I helped out a business there. They're called Pizza Electric, right? He's in Arlington. If you look him up, I mean, he started as a one-man operation. He's now a multi-million dollar company. I mean, he's gotten all of these school contracts. You know, he has about 25 trucks running for him right now, full-time across the valley. And if you look in your area, the same thing can happen for you in San Antonio. And you're on the right path with the Google Verified, right? It's just, it is a headache. But look, Champion Electric, 10,000 reviews. John Wayne, 17,000. These guys are getting every single day phone calls and business, right? There's nobody here under 1,000 reviews. Hunter Services at 953, but he's getting that, right? I can do that for you, right? Now, I like on what I emailed you, there was a small discount there, right? And basically that was bringing in 374, but that was with extra services, right? Local maps, programming, things like that. With this one, it's at one time 250 because with Google Verified, if I can get our team to manage that for you, we're not going to have to worry about anything else. Right. So let me see how much bookings these guys have nearby. Let's just pull up a couple of profiles here. Look, like this advertising, John Wayne, $150 off whole home electrical surge protecting systems. So like they're using their profile. They have their marketing team putting these ads on for them. Right. And that's what we'll do for you. Champion Electric, better business, A plus rated, you know, accepts urgent jobs. Little things like that is what's going to get you the edge over your competitors. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because my phone's not ringing much except for people, little scammers trying to trick me to ask somebody trying to get in with the. I mean, I know I'm advertising. I'm pretty sure that's how they get my information. One was trying to get me to claim that they were trying to update my QuickBooks. And I was like, well, hold on. What account, what's the name of the account? They said, prove the life goal. I said, well, that's easy. I said, I'm just checking to see if you're with it. I go, I'm sick, but I'm pretty swabby with that. I said, you can get that off the internet. I said, duh, it's attached to my name and to my, you know, phone number. So I said, what account number do you show on there? Oh, well, we have to get that, you know, get all the information from you. And I'm like, well, first of all, let me check on stuff. So I went to the QuickBooks Online, and as I was typing it in, I went to the help field. They start typing, they were slow. And I started thinking, wait a second, why are they saying they need to upgrade? I said, this is an online account. Why would I need to upgrade? It would tell me if I need to upgrade something. And so they go, well, I just sent you a one-time passcode. And I'm like, and you need that too. And they said, yes. And I'm like, hold on a second. Let me get confirmation from this online. They were real pushy trying to get me to escalate me to somebody else. And they came back online and said, the QuickBooks said, nah, that sounds like a scam. And I said, do you see anything I need to update on here? They go, no, everything looks good. Looks like you just have a couple of issues with your account. Why? It's like, it's not getting updated there, but that's it. And I said, they're asking for update my, I guess, the software. They said, nope, you're up to date. That's a scam. So I was like, what? Yeah. You know, I was just like, you know, luckily I'm pretty suave. So, I guess, okay, so for this, to manage my Google guarantee stuff, I'd pay a one-time fee. Let me write this down here. One-time fee. And you said the total would be what?
That's $250.
Okay, and so that would not be a recurring.
That would not be a recurring, yeah.
Each month, I kind of get it that you have a budget set and they draw from the budget. But what I'm understanding is you're saying is that the budget I would put in would be, y'all would draw from that budget also for the managing the leads.
No, that's not how that one works, right? So let me explain that one for you. So your budget's going to be your budget. It's used solely just for your leads, right? Now we're going to help you manage that budget. At the end of the month, if you used 13 leads, right? Let me just show you. So say you used all 13 of your leads and those came in at, I believe they were at, let me get it back. Oh yeah, let's see. Okay, those were at $32. All right. So if you did 13, and then that's going to be times 13, that's 416, right? So then we're looking at 25%. It's going to be the management fee for each lead. So that's roughly about $8 per lead, right? 25% of 32. So if we do the 25% of 416, it's $16. 104 would be like a monthly payment for managing those leads, which is about, puts you at about $40 a lead. And right now on your CID, it's showing that you're paying about $48 per lead, right? So that just comes with management skills. Okay. So gotcha. Us being able to manage those leads and get it, we're going to get you in at a lower cost per lead. And even with that $104 that you'll pay, you're still going to save money, right?
And I guess that would still, okay, so yeah, never mind. I was going to ask a different question. I think I already kind of mentally got it, but yeah, they got, I guess when y'all go in there, you'll see it says solar installation, solar panel installation, solar panel cost. I'm not too sure what that sounds like, a vague one.
Like the keywords.
Yeah, I think that's what it's, yeah, that's actually keywords. Sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are going to be your keywords. So I have all the keywords right here for the electricians through the Google, verified vertical, right? That's installing light fixtures, and the install and repairing of light fixtures, installing outlets and switches, repairing outlets and switches, relocating or replacing outlets and switches and upgrade panels, repairing the panels, install electric car chargers. That's a big one. The car chargers are real big right now for installations on Google. Installing fans, repairing fans. And they're pretty quick.
Right? See, that's the company that did it did not put that in there.
That's tough. Biggest searches that goes on, especially in the San Antonio area right now.
How fast can you get, how fast would you be able to get this thing moving? Because,
Well, that's what I'm saying, right? If we can set up the account, today, then I get you onboarded, say Monday morning, Monday afternoon, whenever you're available. By about mid to late next week, everything should be up and running because you already have your CIDs going. Once I get my team in there and they pick it up, they're going to reach out to you and let you know, hey, this is what we need. We're going to go ahead and activate your budget. It'll stand at, $460 and, you'll be able to start receiving your leads. You say, okay, let's do it. They'll activate the budget and you're automatically going to go to the top of the page, right? They'll update the keywords. We'll update the meta tags and we're going to set your service radius. Right. So all of these are very important for the Google business profile to be effective. Right. And those are the first things that we'll go do and get done.
Let's go ahead and do that. I've got a little bit of money and I need something to happen. Thank God I've been sick, but I haven't had any phone calls come in other than people's, stupid calls coming in. But that's it. So I didn't miss any jobs because I would have missed some jobs yesterday because I didn't answer no phone calls. But let's go ahead and do that, get that 250 going and they can get that started. And because I remember that the Google Ads builds out later, because I only ran it for 30 days and that was it. I think that's all I had it for. And I wasn't getting, I think I got calls, but I think when the calls come in, I don't think I was pushy enough. That's the thing. I'm trying to think what's the way to do it. Cause whenever they would call, I think it was you were trying to tell me that it might be better to try to go to their house specifically or physically and look or.
Not give quotes over the phone, right? That's what we talked about.
Yeah. You said don't give quotes over the phone.
Don't give quotes over the phone. That's right. The point of Google Verified is getting you in front of well-qualified customers, right? So that way you can, get in there, give them what they need, and then close them down and make your business. If you give them a quote over the phone, and they're going to say, okay, well, if it fits their budget, great. They're just going to ask you to come right on over, right? But the biggest deal is with my electricians, are you charging an initial fee to show up, like a traveler's fee or something like that?
Normally I don't.
Okay.
And that's what I was kind of concerned whenever they were setting me up on the last one. Like, it's, I don't even remember who had it here. I killed them off really quick because I was paying, I think I was paying them $299 a month, and they were supposed to fix a lot of stuff, and I did not see it. And the calls I got maybe 10, 15, and I think I did one. But some other things didn't pop up, like what they said they were doing. Like, they were supposed to clean up my, the listings, though, what do they call those things? Just, not bulletin boards. Come on. What's the word? I don't know, but I don't think they fixed them in about 45 days like they said they worked. But
yeah, but those keywords make a difference.
But then it just, to me, was outrageous on price-wise for, you know, $299 and you know, a couple phone calls I got in were, well, which I guess Google caught it. I had two people call for a job, and they went through the Google deal. And I was trying to hurry up, get them off the phone, and I think I went over the time frame. But then when I went back, looked at it 4 days later, it said not built. And I was like, oh, well, shit, I guess Google did it. Or
yeah, they didn't build probably because it didn't qualify as a qualified lead, right? So AI is going to automatically start analyzing every lead that you get from Google Verified, right? As soon as the call comes in, we'll give you access
to the
score.
I just paid the 302 was my total I had to pay out because it went. So I just cleared that. So I should be back. I mean, I don't see any alerts on it popping up. And like I said, it says there's a campaign and then there's a ad thing in there. So again, all that drove me nuts. I mean, they walked me through it on clicking on the, what do you call it? The settings for, like, is it required a fee or is it a, you know, free estimate? And I did all that. So y'all should be able to kind of go in here and just tweak it and make sure everything is still good. Like I said, I don't know if when they were on their way out the door, if they went and changed anything else, but it looked like they canceled my ads is what they did. I think I got it back online, but again, I'm seeing nothing that really says that there's a fee there or something. I don't know.
So trust me, when it comes down to that, if there's anything pending, we have a really good team. So our guy's name, his name is Perry Tsai, right? And he, when it comes to Google Verified, he literally works hand in hand with Google, right? So if there's anything that is pending, needing changes, updates, we get that done seamlessly for you, right? As far as keywords, you're going to see like the EV charge and all that's going to be added in there for you. All the keywords that we're going to have you listed for. Yeah, so all the keywords we're going to have you listed for, you're going to be able to see it right on your dashboard. Right. And that's the beauty of what I'm going to grant you access to. So it's going to give you more insights of what we have going on than what you're currently using right now as well. Right. You're going to be able to see us managing it, bringing the things in. You're even going to see where they're searching you from, like literally the city or the town, you know, things like that. Right. Where the search originated from. So I'm super excited to get you on board with this one because I know electricians in San Antonio do great. It's going to be something we're going to be able to partner with for a long time. What I'll do is, I have the account set up already. Now, I got to read you what's called a voice verification, okay? With that one, I basically outlined the program for you. It's an account setup. It takes about 2 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. But I always do it before I even ask for any billing info, so that way you feel comfortable sticking around to the end. Now, you can ask any questions, and if everything sounds good from there, then we'll move forward. Is that fair?
Okay. That sounds fair to me.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get started now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Approved Electrical and Solar.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
William Johnson, owner.
Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now Bill, so your results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, So the 877 number that I texted you last time, you should have right there on your phone unless you delete it. And if you did, I'll resend it to you. No worries, right? But please save that one under local spicy contacts. So that way you know the call's coming for us. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to local spash. So what I'm going to do is to set a security question on the account that you'll know the call's coming from us and not another company. So you'll have three options here: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I will go with pet's name.
Okay. And what would that be?
Roxy. R-O-X-Y.
Gotcha. Roxy. Okay, now in hiring local spouse as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I guess that's yes.
Yeah, so basically what that one means is if anybody calls you and they're like, hey, we're going to help you with this on Google or that on Google, send me a text message or give me a call. Hey, Dave, this is what they're talking about. I'm contemplating it. And I'll let you know, first of all, if it's something we're already doing for you. And second of all, if it's going to mess with the performance that we have going on, right? We have very specific algorithms that we use. So just the protection for you, keep me in the loop. I'll make sure you're good to go, okay?
Gotcha. And that be yes.
All right. Okay, so your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on March 20th, 2026 in the non-refundable amount of $250. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement. Now, your payments would automatically renew on the 20th day of each month, and that's going to be the 25% of the leads that we spoke of, right? Make sense?
Okay.
Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early term fee would apply. So here's how that works, Bill. It's real simple, and it's adjustable, right? But once you sign up with us, if you decided to leave, like, right on that second month, the early termination fee would be at $385, right? After you make your second payment with us, the early term fee goes down to $195, and on your 90th day, you have nothing at all. That's fair, right?
Okay.
Righty. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you would have to do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So, what's the last name for you, Bill?
Johnson.
And I have you down at 8934 Rue de Lys, San Antonio, 78250.
Yes.
Okay. And are we going to be using a master? Or, well, let me get you scheduled first for your onboarding, and then we'll go into billing. So I have Monday available. Let's see. I have 3:30, 4:30, and 5:30. What works for you?
3:30 will work.
Perfect. Down here. I'm going to use the same email that I emailed to you last time. Is that okay? That's the office at approvedelectricalsolar.com?
That'll work.
Okay. So this one will go right over to your calendar. Now, on that one, you're going to see yourself, and then you'll see me on the invitation as well. And our onboarding team. So the way it works is I'll give you a call with our onboarding agent on Monday at 3:30. I mean, it's basically sometime you come in a few minutes late, right? About 5-10 minutes, just depending on where they're at in the phone call before that. But rest assured, we'll be giving you a call that day.
Okay. All
right. Hello. We have 210-316-2981. Right, so that one's just going out for you right now. Okay, that's all scheduled for onboarding. Now we can go ahead and go into some of the billing info. Now, as soon as this one goes through, you're going to notice you're going to automatically get 3 messages. One of them is it's just an automatic message, and when it goes out, it's going to say, basically, it'll show you the info that you're needing to submit for your Google Business Profile, which you don't need right now because you're already verified. So that one, you don't worry about that. The one that I need you to look for is the one that says initial invoice. Okay, that one basically, we'll pick it up and we'll go through it together. All right. So, Bill, are you going to be using a Master, Visa, Discover, or Amex?
This one's going to be on a MasterCard.
And I'm ready when you are.
The one I wanted to use was not, no money in my thoughts. My head sent me, hate and funny, but they did not. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bill, as soon as we do this, right, you're going to get your logins. That's the third message. With those logins, if for any reason you want to go and update the card info, like you have another card you want to have on file, you just go into your dashboard, go to billing, and you can change out your card info seamlessly. All right, you have access to do that.
Okay, cool. That'll work. Yeah, because this is probably not the right one to be using. Okay, I'm going to transfer some money. Okay, 250 now. Okay. Submit. All right, now the card's good. Okay. All right, so this is a MasterCard 5190 95 00 61 56 53 42.
Right. Expiration.
0227.
February 27 and CVV.
297.
Let me update that one for you. Okay. So, like I said, right now you're going to get those three messages. And then with the logins, what you'll want to do is you can go download from any Play Store. Are you an Apple or Android user or Windows?
Well, my computer is a Windows.
Okay. And how about your cell phone?
Cell phone's Android.
Okay, so with the Android, well, with either one, you'll just go to the Play Store, you'll type in Local Splash. You'll see it's white and it has an L and an S on it, blue and red, right? Now that one, you can download that one, and your logins should be already be getting sent out to you.
Okay, search. Local Splash, one word or two words?
It's two words, local and then space splash.
You said it has an L and an S on it?
That's right.
Okay, install. Okay, open. All right, let's see here.
Your username is going to be your phone number with no spaces, no dashes, okay? And then the password is going to come to you right now through text message.
Okay, I'm doing my phone number. Okay, it says sending me a code, 219. I'll check that. Okay, it looks like it's up and running.
Nice. So you're inside the dashboard. Okay, great. Now, the next thing we'll do is you can go ahead and open up the one that says initial invoice for me. Or I should say, like, subscription terms.
So Says account settings.
Oh, you know what? It looks like the initial invoice is still in processing. It should be, okay, it just said sent, which means it should be coming through to you any second.
Health settings. Okay, I see. Okay, let's see here. Save that. All right, let's see what it says here. All right, so I'm on the screen where it just has my contact information in there.
So, yeah, so there'll be two boxes there, right? And on those boxes, it's going to give us permission. Oh, you did it. I just did the update. You filled in your name, you signed your name, and you gave us the access to give you calls and text.
Yeah, I'm on the home screen now where it just shows the, it says last 6 months, account settings, business information, promoted URL.
Yeah, so basically that's what we're going to be putting in, like all the different information, right? That's going to be your day-to-day services, like your CRM. It's going to capture all your customers, show you the keywords. That's that Google Business Dashboard we talked about, right? So right now, okay. Nicely, a whole lot of information in it. But what I'm going to start doing now is working on the keywords, putting all that information in, and then we have you down for onboarding Monday at 3:30 p.m., right? So I'll give you that call. So, I mean, in all honesty, right after the onboarding, I mean, you're going to notice you're going to start getting the calls for activating the budget and things like that. You're going to be able to activate your budget, and you'll be off and running.
Okay, yeah, the dashboard just changed. It kind of updated now. It kind of shows analyticals, the total results, local leads, reviews.
Yeah. Yep, little by little, as you start giving us access, you know, to the different areas, you know, where you're going to start seeing more and more information being transmitted.
Is there a certain place to, I guess, on that, for the Google, I guess, the access, do I need to wait till they call me and give them the access or what? Or is there?
Okay, ask me one more time. I apologize.
Like for the Google Guaranteed? Under where manage, I know there's a manage it, yeah, management.
Do you're I? You're gonna promote it as manager. That's right.
Do I need to do it now, or you want me to wait until they talk to me on Monday?
I know you'll wait for Monday. We're gonna take care of all that on our board.
Okay, got it. Okay, cool.
But I'll tell you what, this weekend, you know, you're gonna get some good rest in because come next week, we're gonna get you going. I know you've been sick, right? So we're going to get you nice and refreshed and healed back up and ready to get back out there because I want to see, you know, Approved Electrical all the way at the top, you know, with these other companies, you know, Champion Electric and John Wayne. We're going to get there. I'm going to send you some tools.
Yeah,
I know they got
big budgets and stuff like that. They're the big box guys, but...
And that's fine because, look, here's the deal. They could literally be running a $10,000 budget. You're still going to get your leads. You know what I mean? They're just running that because they got more trucks that they got to keep busy, right? So that's not a big deal. It's not going to mean that they're going to get a lead before you or a better lead than you, per se, right? It just means that once you run your 13, they just keep going. Does that make sense? So even if you wanted more than 13 in a month, say you finish your 13, you make your money, and you said, hey, you know what? It's only been 2 weeks in the month. You call us back, hey, put some more on the budget. I'm going to continue moving. You know, see what I'm saying? So now you're just managing that budget with a smaller amount versus, like you said, the big box, they just have more trucks they got to keep doing. That's it.
Yeah, when I was just trying to see who was showing up like on it, of course, I went to San Antonio Electrical, and, yeah, I do see all those guys up there. And it does show mine where it says my ad, but it says not eligible. And so that'd be what y'all fix. Because it just says fix it, and whenever I went to it, you know, it doesn't really – directly tell you what to fix, and that's what drove me nuts. It just takes you to the page, and you kind of gotta kind of dig around. And like I said, I was like, you know what? I don't want to mess it up. And because I tried my Google Ads year, like a Google ad deal. And I think I shoved like $500 in there and it was gone in a matter of minutes, no phone calls. And then I shoved $300 more in there and it was gone again. And I was like, I'm done. And it ruined me. So I didn't touch it for years.
Yeah, then that's the pay-per-click, guys. And they'll burn in San Antonio. The pay-per-clicks will burn in San Antonio quick because you got so many searches going on. I mean, Mr. Electric, he just had 50-plus bookings this week. FYI. I mean, click on his profile on the Google. Google does not hide the results. They'll tell you how many bookings these guys are getting from their service, right? And literally, they got that bullet point that they already hit 50, right, for the week. So that's definitely good sign, because as you go down the list, you're going to see 95-plus bookings for John Wayne, right? That's just depending on the budget size. You know, 50-plus for Mr. Electric of San Antonio. Let's see what Mr. Sparky's had. 180 for Mr. Sparky. You ready to get to work? We're going to get you going, Bill. I'm excited. I hope cartoon, you know. I know we'll get you on board on Monday. And, you know, basically right now, we got everything ready to roll. I'm just going to start working on making sure the keywords get entered and our onboarding team has everything they need for you on Monday. And then it's rock and roll.
Well, at least somebody nailed Mr. Sparky. I like the review of the guy. It's right at the very tip top. I was looking at theirs and they said that I need all my wiring redone and gave me a ridiculous price. That's interesting. I like the fact that someone slammed their ass.
Oh, gotcha. So I see what he's doing. He's just going to, oh, I can't do that. So I need to do a full service deal or whatever, right?
Yeah. I'm going to read their what they kind of.
Yeah, you'll see, like, on his ads, you'll have 20% discount on backyard oasis projects, military discounts available, things like that, right? So, I mean, those types of little deals, you keep us up to date, it's going to look just the same.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I was, whenever the Google ads came up and I did them, somebody was helping me through it at one time, and I guess I got fired, but we were trying to create ads with, like, I remember we were doing like recess cans and stuff, because that was the going thing about 15 years ago, 20 years ago. So now, you know, I'm not too sure what to go with and what's good to promote, but I know main thing is EV chargers by all means. And the other thing I kind of want to get in there is like these people who got solar systems that got left and got burned and never finished them. I want to try to see if there's a way to get that fixed. That's kind of the stuff I want to go after, is because there's a lot of customers that have been burned on solar, and you know, I know there's a lot more people that's sitting there not with their system done. So, you know, cool thing is if I could finish it and they won't have a good lead or a financing company to pay for it. Because I had two customers out of about 10 I tried it with, and I said, hey, here's the difference. I don't know what your note is for this thing, but it's probably around 34,000 or 42 range. But cool thing is I could finish your permit, get it, you know, inspected, get it closed out, and said, I'm asking for $3,500. And all I'm going to do is I'm going to reactivate your permit under my company. I'm going to go fix everything up that needs to be fixed that I can see, the failed inspections. I'm going to get the inspection done and get it commissioned and get you turned on. And anything that comes up that needs to be, you know, met or exceeded for the inspections, that's all inclusive, you know, $3,500. And I have one lady that took me on that, and she was like, they keep hounding me to send somebody over through the Good Leap company. I said, tell them to stick it. Tell them that you're done. Tell them to leave you alone. Tell them that, you know what, nobody's allowed to come over here. Tell them you got a lawsuit with them right now because it took them too long to finish it. I said, you don't owe them anything. I said, you can get your system for $3,000 and I had one customer do it, and I haven't heard him call me back and complain, but I figured it was an easier way to do it. So, yeah, I would love to find those customers that got left.
So let me ask you, on approved electrical, because right now on the Google business profile, and solar isn't a part of the name. Do you want that updated?
Or say it again?
Like, you know how you said the business name is approved electrical and solar on the business profile right now, it's just showing approved and lexical. So that's going to keep you from finding those solar needs. While you were speaking, I went and I did the research for you. Solar panel repair in San Antonio is absolutely doing amazing. Okay. That's not an exaggeration. You have SolarEdge Pros, you know, 379, Solar Service, 464, Freedom Power, 940, right? So basically what we would do there for you is update keywords and stuff. The only thing is with a service like that, that's like a search engine optimization type deal that we would do to the Google business profile. So that one, it does come with like the reoccurring rate, right? That reoccurring rate sits at 249, just so you know. It would cover the solar energy stuff because Google Verified. Let me see what option I have to Google Verify. Give me one sec. Might have something. Solar energy contract there. Okay. Let me get you a cost per lead on that. I can't put you up in Google Verify for solar energy. That solar panel installation, solar battery installation, photovoltaic system repair, photovoltaic system maintenance, and photovoltaic system monitoring. So let me just pull that up for you. That way, at least you have an idea. I mean, if you want to go with it, cool. I mean, if not, we'll figure something out, right? But okay, so what we're looking at for... right now in San Antonio, the solar energy contractor is currently not available. That's tough. Okay. So then what we would want to do there is going to be like search engine optimization. Now, the main benefit of that one is honestly unlimited clicks and calls. So that puts you in a local map section for the solar services, right? So basically you'd be right under the Solar Edge Pros.
Okay.
It's either that or I'll shoot you straight, Bill. Go to your business profile and put solar contractor as a keyword. You're going to be able to do that from your Google business dashboard. I mean, we can change in and out keywords. The only difference is just the optimization behind it, right? And the keyword will be listed there and you'll be showing it's just not going to be there up front, right? So that's kind of the difference.
Will they let me allow, or do they allow me to change the name of it?
Well, what is your business registered as?
Well, technically by state level, it's labeled as approved electrical, and I was approved electrical solar as an LLC, and I actually shut that down because the LLC cost me more money, and I got rid of my business partners because they were just sucking money out of the company and not doing anything.
That's tough, yeah.
So I basically, you know, went in and got rid of, I mean, I still have the number on my board here, but it's, I think I put it in here. Let's see here. I'm trying to find where that's at on the board here, see if it lets me change it or not.
What I'm going to do here for you is on the notes, I'm going to place that you would like to add and solar to your name, and then my Google business profile team will take a look at it, and then they'll let me know if there's a risk there involved or if Google's going to want to like suspend or change something, and they'll shoot me straight. They'll be honest, and they'll just tell me, hey, you know what? No, it's not a problem. We'll get it done. Or they'll tell me, hey, this is the issues that can arise, and then you and I just cool. Go through those together, right? And figure out the best plan of action for us.
Yeah, because I just got to watch my money right now because I don't have it. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, if we're going to add, like, just to the name, I'm not even going to charge you for that. Like, if we're just going to add approved electrical and solar to the name on the Google business profile, no big deal. Right? You're not going to get charged for anything like that. Let's see here. Right. Now, if you wanted to do like optimization for the keyword and things like that, well, I mean, that's another conversation, right? But just updating a business name, we got you.
Gotcha.
Okay, so we got everything ready to roll. I mean, unless you have some questions for me right now. Other than that, we'll dismiss for the weekend, and then we'll reconvene on Monday at 3:30.
Yeah, I'm not seeing even how to change it. This is so crazy that you can't really talk to anybody. I mean, you got to have an active account is what I found out years ago for you to get questions answered, because Google is so freaking hard to talk to them specifically. And it's like drives me nuts, because I remember I have an issue with my emails that I would love to get fixed, because like it happened around the time I did a voice number, and it messed up my Android phone. Well, any Android phone cannot now get emails from the Google emails that I have. All my emails are Google based. But for some reason, something happened. I'm pretty sure it's, you know, where I was adding something through the website, and because I set everything up myself to do the email system, and it works, but it's just now you can't on Android, you can't get the emails to show up on your phone. On Apple phones, it works. But this Androids, no. And you have to use like a different type of account. So it really annoys me. It's like, I would love to talk to somebody and try to explain to them what happened and see if they can fix it, but you can't get anybody on the phone. I tried so many like messages through that system, not once that they call back. But my email still works. It's just strange.
And it's a frustrating part, right? But let me explain it to you. So Google, the only companies that they're going to work with, you know, directly is going to be like Pepsi, Walmart. You have to have over 50 locations, right? And then they'll go in. Everything under that, they're going to hand off to their business partners, right? Which is basically who we are. Now they rank their partners every year based on success, because we don't have, you know, contracts and things like that. To equate it for you, there's 40 companies across the nation who are actual partners. We're ranked in the top 3%, right? Based on customer satisfaction as well as retention. So basically, whenever small and medium size get those problems, they got to get a hold of a partner, and we're the ones that have that direct communication line with Google, right? So it's kind of how it works. I know it can be frustrating and jumping through hoops, this and that, but what I'm going to do is put those notes here in the account. So, you know, during onboarding and further, anything that we can help you with when it comes down to that, we'll take care of it.
That'll work. All righty. Well, I will wait till Monday, see what happens, and we'll go from there.
For sure, for sure. Super excited. So I'm working here on the account. But if you need anything, feel free to send me another text, email, or just call me directly. Okay.
That'll work.
All right, Bill. Well, I'm glad we're able to get in touch with each other. Have a good good weekend, and then we'll see you on Monday.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Bye now.